It's Thursday, August 3rd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Angry Buddhists recently attacked members of a Christian church in Myanmar for holding late-night services to praise God for the conversions of new brothers and sisters in Christ. Over 100 Buddhists went to the homes of the Christians, broke the windows, and injured a few people. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Mark Robinette of Missions to Myanmar, who regularly ministers there.
Right now, this type of violence is really to be expected, especially when people are celebrating overt conversions from Buddhism. So right now, it's actually illegal to convert from Buddhism to Christianity without getting governmental permission, believe it or not. It's a new law that the Christian Liberty Association is trying to show as unconstitutional, according to Myanmar's new form of government.
Pray that these attacks would not dissuade Christians from celebrating more lost lambs coming into the fold of Jesus Christ. World Watch Monitor reports that Iranian Christian Maryam Nagash Zargaran was released on Tuesday after 4 years of imprisonment at Tehran's Evin prison. Officials originally questioned Maryam about her ministry with house churches in 2010. Eventually, she was arrested in 2013 in connection with her work at an orphanage and charged with acting, quote, according to an anti-security agenda to spread Christianity in Iran in order to pervert Iranian society from Islam, unquote. While in prison, Maryam was harassed and denied medical treatment on multiple occasions. In the past few months, over 20 Iranian converts from Islam to Christianity have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison. Please pray for our imprisoned brothers and sisters. Hebrews 13:3 says, remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. The New Zealand Parliamentary Health Committee submitted a report earlier this week to their House of Representatives rejecting doctor-assisted suicide and euthanasia. The committee refused to recommend that the Crimes Act be amended to allow for these forms of murder. Since last year, the committee has considered nearly 23,000 submissions on the issue, with 80% opposed to euthanasia. Yesterday, Statistics Canada released census data from last year, indicating that traditional families in Canada have reached a new low in the country's 150-year history. At 28.2%, the most common household is now a single person living by themselves. An average of 5.6 people composed a household in 1871. As of last year, that number has dropped to 2.4 people. But God said in Psalm 127:3, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. President Donald Trump tweeted Monday that he would end Obamacare exemptions for Congress members if, quote, a new health care bill is not approved quickly, unquote. This comes after multiple failed attempts to pass a bill on health care by Congress. U.S. Representative Ben Ray Lujan, the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, told The Hill in a recent interview that Democrats will not refuse financial backing for candidates opposed to the murder of the unborn. Lujan said, quote, there is not a litmus test for Democratic candidates, unquote, and that the party would need to be, quote, a big family in order to win the House back, unquote. The Dow Jones Industrial Average broke the 22,000 mark for the first time yesterday, according to Fox News, and Apple's quarterly iPhone sales resulted in its stocks surging by more than 6%, beating expectations. LifeSite News reports that over 100,000 people are alive today in Northern Ireland, thanks to Ireland's refusal to adopt Britain's 1967 abortion law. The pro-life group Both Lives Matter took flak recently for highlighting this saving of life, but was vindicated by the Advertising Standards Authority in Northern Ireland. Psalm 72:13-14 says, he has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Thursday, August 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.